And 6:06, it is overcast, 46 degrees in Tulsa. We are anticipating a high this afternoon of 52. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch this morning. Getting more students to earn degrees from the state's colleges is the main goal of the Oklahoma State Regents' legislative agenda. But as Matt Trotter reports this morning, it will take more state funding.
The Regents will ask the legislature for $76.3 million more than what it appropriated last year, for a total of almost $1.1 billion. Chancellor Glenn Johnson says a study indicating higher education has a $9 billion impact on the state economy and generates 85,000 jobs needs to be part of the conversation.
Our feeling is we need to make that case, and hopefully make the case that whatever they can do in terms of additional funding for higher education, it is an investment, and it's an investment that will drive a stronger economy and a higher per capita income in the state.
Additional funding would go to programs that would help increase the number of degrees and certificates earned in the state by 67% by 2023. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Another story dealing with higher education this morning. The Tulsa Community College will extend its free bus service via Tulsa Transit through at least the spring semester. TCC Vice President Sean Wine says the pilot program has been very popular with students.
It's had a really high demand, you know, relatively high demand for our students. We've had over 31,000 rides to date, with about 9,000 of those in the first month.
The program is funded by repurposing existing transportation-related funding at TCC. An association that represents some of Oklahoma's largest businesses and industries is expected to weigh in on the state's tax policy concerning the oil and gas industry. An economic researcher hired by the state chamber is expected to release a study later today on Oklahoma oil and gas policies. Snow, ice, and long periods of freezing temperatures. It's a combination that has created around 9,000 potholes in Tulsa since early December. Tulsa Street Maintenance Manager Tim McCorkle says the weather is keeping his crews very busy, sometimes refilling the same pothole.
We've had a lot of cold weather, and we've already had two or three storms. So with that freeze-thaw cycle, you get a lot of moisture down in the cracks, and it pops the pavement up, and you have to go repatch again.
Another problem with cold weather is when it's below freezing, crews cannot use hot asphalt, which makes for a longer-lasting patch. Tulsa County officials hold the first of six town hall meetings on improvements to the county jail and juvenile center. Last night's meeting was at La Fortune Park and focused a lot on juvenile issues. The public meetings are scheduled through January 23rd in towns throughout Tulsa County, including Broken Arrow, Owosso, and Glenpool. Meanwhile, Tulsa County commissioners are being asked to close three of the county's owned swimming pools permanently beginning this summer. Parks Director Richard Bales recommends the closing of Chandler, LaFortune, and O'Brien.
From an economic standpoint, closing them is the best option for Tulsa County.
Bell says dwindling attendance and the cost of needed renovations makes it unfeasible to continue operating the pools. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of some rain today. It's going to be windy and mild. In fact, there will be an elevated wildfire threat this afternoon, a high of 52. Tonight, clear and cold, 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 46. On Thursday, blue skies and a high of 57. And on Friday, clear and colder with a high of 40. National Weather Service radar, some showers up in Kansas. Right now, it is overcast and 46. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.